Angels and Tigers on Wednesday was a pretty good pitcher's duel most of the night. Buck Farmer starting for the Tigers, building his reputation. Alex Meyer started for the Angels, bottom of the fourth. He trails the game 1-0, but he goes through a couple of tough Tigers.
3 walks, 4 strikeouts through 3 for Meyer. The pitch, fastball strike 3.
Oh,
and Upton knew it. I mean,
sure,
it's 96, perfect pitch down in the strike zone. 5th strikeout for Alex Meyer.
Swing and a miss, man. That breaking ball from Meyer has been lethal tonight.
Maldonado has a olive in his between his middle and index finger. You can see the grip.
The 2-2. Swing a line drive. Glove by Castellanos. Wasn't hit especially hard, but Nick had moved toward the third base line with 2 strikes, and he had to run 3 steps to his left to grab it.
Well, that's good defensive play, and like you said, didn't hit it real hard, but Nick was on it, blew a bubble, made the play.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss.
Well done.
Got him up top. 5 strikeouts.
Yunel Escobar at the plate. Swinging a ground ball to third. Charging back into the in-between hop. Castellanos down to Kinsler. 1. Relay over to Cabrera. 5-4-3 double play. Bases empty. 2 outs.
Beautiful.
Nice play by Nick. Charge, fielded the in-between hop. 5-4-3. Easy with Escobar running.
Yeah, when they hit it that hard, boy, that's great. Around the horn.
2 on, 1 out, 8th inning.
Oh, deep to left field, to the track, to the wall. It is gone. A 3-run shot for Justin Upton.
Detroit picks up their first shutout win of the season, 4-0 over the Angels Wednesday. Here's Tigers manager Brad Ausmus.
Well, Buck Farmer's outstanding. I mean, he pitched extremely well in Chicago, got a bunch of strikeouts. Today, not as many strikeouts, but certainly similar results.
I know you were hoping, you said you'd like to see him replicate what he did. Is there a bit of a surprise or almost a comfort in knowing that he was able to replicate some of what he did?
I mean, you never know what's going to happen, especially when you bring a guy from the minor leagues, but he's done it twice now, and obviously every outing that was similar to that, you get more and more comfortable with it, more and more confident in him.
You've talked about him maturing as a pitcher. How much of his is his stuff? How much of it is his intestinal fortitude?
Well, I thought today it was his command more than anything else. Fastball, changeup, command. He did a good job working both sides of the plate.
You guys get the big insurance run from Jay up there at the end. How much is he kind of embracing, you know, being a clutch guy for your team?
Well, he's been, you know, last year got off to an extremely slow start, especially by his standards. And this year he's been one of the more consistent offensive contributors that we've had, you know, including getting more walks like he had in prior seasons before 2016. So he's come up with some big hits twice in the last few games. And he's just been a contributor on a consistent basis from the beginning of the season.
You know, things weren't easy to come by against Meyer. How tough is it when you face a guy, you know, with his stature, that's 6'9", long and lean?
Well, he's tall, he throws hard. There's a little bit of that fear factor when it's coming at you at 95, 97 miles an hour, and he mixes in a slider that can be nasty at times. So he's tough, especially on right-hand hitters.
How happy are you for a guy like Buck? I mean, you said it, like, as long as he pitches well, he's in the rotation. And this is a guy that's been up and down and up and down and 2 really good outings.
Yeah, and like I had mentioned before the game, he probably was rushed out of necessity to the big leagues when he made his first start here in Comerica a few years back. But now he's had a few years at Toledo, parts of a few years at Toledo and here in Detroit. And I think, and there was a lot of questions. It was a split camp in the organization. Is he a starter? Is he a reliever? But we've kind of held fast to pitching him in the starting role. And he's pitching well for us now. So that's a huge help.
What does it say with the way he was able to get outs tonight? I mean, last time out it was strikeouts, but tonight it seemed like he was getting big pitches when he needed it.
He did. Even when he got behind, he was able to work back into counts and get out. So he did an excellent job.
Thursday's series finale has Michael Fulmer pitching for the Tigers against the Angels' J.C. Ramirez.